We should reach the castle by nightfall. I'm sure my father has quite the reception to prepare. Why do you look so worried? Darling, everything's going to be fine. Darling, we're meant to be engaged. What am I meant to call you, idiot? I mean, don't get me wrong, eh? What was I thinking? This is such a bad idea. See, this is what happens when you grow a conscience. I was so much happier when I didn't care. Being a good person is just exhausting. And also there's the slight chance that I'm going to die. And by slight, I mean pretty certain chance I'm going to die. So what? He won't kill me, I'm his only daughter. Definitely an idiot. Do you remember I said pretty certain? The only reason I didn't say absolutely certain is because my father loves me, and he might not kill me. But given that I am on a mission to kill him, he's probably going to kill me, and you. What? Oh, come on now, I told you that you might die. I definitely told you that you might die. Well, that's what you get for agreeing to quest when you're drunk. It's not my fault that you couldn't comprehend the situation. It's not that bad. I'm sure you've faced worse situations. You're an adventurer. Of sorts. What? I'm desperate. Okay? No one wants to go up against my father. Look, I'm not saying you were my last choice. You were my last choice. How dare you? That's so insulting. I did not trick you into this. I did no such thing. Tricky? Did you just call me tricky? I am not tricky. I'm tricky, but I wasn't tricky. You agreed to this quest, so. It's not my fault you were drunk. Okay, yes, I did pay for your drinks, but I didn't tell you to drink more. The bar wench did. I don't look guilty. I don't know what you're talking about. No, I don't. I absolutely do not look guilty. I look guilty. This damn conscience is so annoying! Fine. I might have... I did. Bribe the bar wench to maybe encourage you to drink more. You know, flirt with you a bit. To be fair, it didn't take much because you are quite attractive. Even when you are legless. Not that you were legless. You were perfectly in control of your faculties and able to agree to the quest to kill my father. Nope, you were drunk. I tricked you. I did. Not sorry. At all. A bit sorry. Well, to be fair, I'm not sure. It might just be indigestion. What? I've only been good for 2 weeks, okay? It's an adjustment. I wasn't brought up to be a good person. I was brought up to be an evil assassin. And I was a very, very good evil assassin. I mean... I killed a lot of people, a lot of people, so many people, and I was so creative, and I have so much regret. I'm working on it. Look, being good isn't easy, but I'm trying. I mean, I'm going to kill my own father. Okay, he is a bastard, and I hate him, and he does deserve to die, but he is my father. And also, he's really scary, so you know. I should get points for this. I should get a lot of points. You're going to get a lot of points and a lot of gold if we survive. We might survive. And you know, it'll be good for your reputation. You'll actually have a reputation. I know, it's not easy being an adventurer, blah blah blah, yada yada. Sorry, that was rude. I'm still working on it. I'm not really a people person. Most assassins aren't, because, you know, we kill people and, well, that kind of makes it hard to socialise. So, darling, we should practice. Because we need to convince my father that we are madly in love. I don't know if I can do this. I just don't think I'm that good an actress. Oh, don't get me wrong, you're attractive. You are stupidly attractive. You are idiotically attractive. You are. You're very... And I mean in those fine silks. Very, very attractive. That's not the problem, it's just you're not quite what my father would expect me to fall for. You're not evil. I know you said you could play evil, but I'm not sure you can. It's the cool. I didn't steal him! He wanted to come with us! He was lonely! He wanted biscuits! No, I did not tempt him into the wagon with biscuits. I just left the door open and just happened to have a big bag of biscuits. Well, he saw! I mean, it's not my fault that he saw them. I did not lower them specially so he could see them. Okay, maybe I did. But I was only going to pet him. And then, you know, the wagon started moving and it's so high up and his little legs. I didn't want him to fall and hurt himself. I stole a corgi. See, that's why I'm a believable evil person. I stole a corgi. Hello, it's so cute. But you've been moaning about the whole stealing a corgi thing since we left. It's been 6 days. Come on now. It's okay, corgi. What? I don't know what you're talking about. Portly. I called him Portly. It's his name. Look at him. He's so round and fluffy. He's not fat. You know what? I take it back. I have no doubt that you'll be able to convince my father that you are evil. Because you just called a corgi fat. And that is evil. Poor little thing. So what? Really? Really? Yes, I said poor little thing. Because he's a poor little corgi. He's not fat. He's portly. And you are so mean. Which is good. Keep it up. But don't call him fat. Okay? You know, he's sensitive, aren't you? Yes, you are. You're as sensitive. What? Why are you laughing at me? You know, you need to stop. No, you need to stop. I'm not... adorable, and I'm not cute. I am a cold-hearted assassin. I am a bitch. And that's not even a lie, really. I'm still a bitch. I'm just, you know, a good bitch. That sounds wrong. I mean, when you call yourself a bad bitch, you know, it's impressive when you say you're a good bitch. It's just not. Why did I decide to turn good? So inconvenient. But it's fine. It's fine. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? We're going to die. We're not going to die, but we might die. We probably will die if we can't convince my father that we are wildly in love. So let's start falling in love. I mean, not actually falling in love, because that would be, like something out of a folk song. Pretty perfect, isn't it? The reformed assassin. The drunkard. Okay, not drunkard. Just, you know, slightly tipsy adventurer. And they're corgi. It's like this is a story or something. Anyway, we need to practice. And the first thing we need to sort out is our pet names. So I was thinking for you, idiot. No. It's not an insult. I mean, it is an insult, but just hear me out. My father would expect me to be all murdery. And murdery people do not say darling. Yes, I know I called you darling earlier, but that was a slip of the tongue. That was a moment of weakness. I am... So, idiot. I was thinking I could call you my idiot. Father, this is my idiot who I'm marrying. And you could call me something mean, something evil, something... I'm sorry, did you just call me fat corgi? You know what? I think I'm just going to look out the window for a while and just pretend you didn't say that. No. I'm trying really hard to be good, okay? And killing you, well, that would mess up my record, okay? I'm going for points, max points on this, and you called me fat corgi. I'm ignoring you. Because otherwise, I'm going to kill you. Would you like a biscuit? I was talking to the corgi!